rank is our Denver 7 Sports Insider, Broncos Insider, all-around Insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. He joins us now. Okay, where do you come down on what happened on Saturday between Nazem Kadri and, I guess more specifically, Troy, the way that the Blues have reacted to it, to the point where you've got threats against Kadri that have led the Avalanche to call in the authorities to investigate?
Yeah, well, first starting with the threats, I mean, that's awful and disgusting. I mean, that is just completely unnecessary. Their coach kind of fueled it after the game, you know, insinuating because it was Kadri that it was a dirty play. The players didn't really do anything to temper that. And then you've got a goalie who's got a history of acting childish, who's throwing water bottles at the guy. So it all escalated. And the fact that it, you know, became threats, that's just awful. And there's no excuse for that. I mean, it's still sports at the end of the day. There's no excuse for that. As for the actual play, I mean, again, if you focus on the play and not the player, I don't think it's a dirty play. I don't. I mean, listen, I'm not a hockey expert, but I see goalies get run into all the time. It happens in the sport. And the idea, could he have avoided it? Here's the issue with Kadri. He hadn't played particularly well in the playoffs until this series. Let's say he pulls up on it and he doesn't go for the puck. Then what does it look like for him? Like, it's kind of a no-win for him. He's trying to go for the loose puck because if it bounces up, maybe he ends up clipping it with his, you know, stick, and it ends up creating an opportunity for the Avs. So if he pulls up on it, what does that look like? Because he did not have a really good, you know, a good series, the first series. And then he hits into the guy. He gets bumped by their guy. I don't know. I didn't see it as a dirty play. I understand why Blues fans see it through a different lens because it's Kadri. But the Blues' reaction to it, to me, was surprising. It was surprising. And starting with their goalie, who's just, like, losing his mind over it. Like, he's the first guy who's ever gotten hurt in hockey. And that escalated it to where we are tonight. I'm curious to how they're going to play tonight, because if you want to make it a bench game, you know, make it a revenge game against Kadri, the Avs, while you hate that because it could involve injuries, you would welcome it because it's going to lead to them being on the power play. I mean, in the playoffs, you can't be out there fighting guys. I mean, it just doesn't work that way.
Hey, Troy, all your years covering sports with the Rockies and the Broncos and everything in between, ever seen, like, do you remember a situation where there were death threats or there were, you know, racial threats at some of our players?
I mean, the Romanowski incident when you guys played with J.J. Stokes back in the day involved, you know, some ugly behavior. I can't sit here and call exactly, but that was a national story and involved ugly behavior, you know, on both sides, some trying to defend Romo as a player and not the incident. And so that incident comes to mind. You know, I've seen players get hit, you know, with, you know, the Ball Jimenez, Troy Tulowitzki thing in spring training. They got really ugly, really fast, not involving necessarily racial, but very personal, where there were threats and guys legitimately wanting to fight each other. So I've seen it. The racial element just makes it disgusting because, again, I get it in sports. It's personal, it's competitive. But when you involve racial insults and you involve death threats and threats to a player, I mean, what are we doing? I mean, come on. I mean, that to me is just an indication that we love sports, but that's when sports are being taken way too seriously.
You're going to be out at Broncos OTA today. It is, something close to real football, as they actually can practice now 11 on 11 without any kind of contact. But curiosity, things that you'll be looking for this week?
Yeah, I want to see the timing with Russell and his receivers. You know, I've heard behind the scenes it's been just absolutely breathtaking at times. You know, we haven't seen great quarterback play here really since 14, you know, because Peyton's last year was a bit of a struggle the year they won the Super Bowl. So I want to see what that looks like in practice where it's on time and there's an energy and the offense feels like they're making hay. I mean, because if we go back and look at the last 5 years specifically, the number of practices, whether it's OTA's training camp that were won by the defense was probably around 80%. So to see an offense where they're just a threat and you got a quarterback who's just so dynamic and such a leader, I want to see that. Again, he's a 9-time Pro Bowler. It's practice. I understand that. But we haven't seen it here. And there's no excuses for the receivers this year. I want to see what Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy and that group look like with Wilson. Is the tight end job up for grabs with Albert Okwuegbunam and Greg Dulcich? What do the refs look like inside with Cushenberry. You know, Glasgow's not ready yet, but Cushenberry, Glasgow, Miners, how's that going to shake out? And defensively, how are they going to be more aggressive? Is that more nickel and dime? Is that, are they going to pressure a little differently than we saw under the previous regime? So there's all little subtle hints as to where this depth chart's going to start shaking out and what this passing game specifically is going to look like. So I'm excited. It's May, but they have Russell Wilson, so there's reason to be excited.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Okay, I want to throw one thing at you. The softest thing you've ever seen in sports, is it the Philadelphia City Council awarding Joel Embiid the MVP, Most Valuable Philadelphia? Is that the softest thing, or have you seen, like, Mike loves the video tributes. I think those are soft. But is that the softest thing you've ever seen in sports?
Yeah, I mean, that was weak. That was weak. I mean, I'll tell you one, and I hate because it's local, and that's why it sticks, is when the Rockies put the wild card champs thing on their left field wall. I'm like, come on, guys, come on. You can't put wild card champs. There's no word of champion that goes with wild card. That was not more soft, it's just misappropriated. But, yeah, I mean, come on. Just enough. Enough already. Stop losing in the playoffs, then. Stop having something else to focus your energy on. Like, Philadelphia is a tough, rough sports town. That's the other thing that surprised me about it, is just, did they think, like, the city of Philly was going to embrace this idea? Like, that is one of the hardest sports towns I've ever been to in terms of the way the fans react to sports. I just think, how would they go over? And if I'm Embiid, I'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to draw any more attention.
Wait. Embiid is just as soft as the city council. So I don't buy. He probably gladly accepted it. All right.
And where do you put that, Mark? Like, where do you put that award? Yeah. Like, now, how do you explain that?
You put it straight in the trash can is where you put it. Circular file.
Did you win MVP? No, not really. Who gave you that? Sports writers? No. Sports broadcasters? No. Who gave city council? Wait, what?
Yeah, the people who don't actually even watch the games? Yeah, they gave it to me. Yeah.
Troy.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good for sure.
Troy, thank you very much.
See ya.
Troy Rankard, Denver 7 Insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.